This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the tush push has obviously been a major point of emphasis today, and in many ways the last couple of years in pro football, with talk about the Eagles successfully running and others have not. It could go, and the NFL owners are going to vote on this tomorrow. I want to play one piece of audio and then write to Elliot, because Jeremy Fowler yesterday on ESPN indicated like it really might go, which I think would be good for the NFL but bad for the Eagles. Let's get to Fowler and what he said.
So here's the deal. In West Palm Beach, NFL owners are meeting today through Tuesday. They will vote on several issues around the league, including the Green Bay Packers' proposal that you cannot push a ball carrier immediately after the snap. I talked to one general manager in the league who believes this will be passed under the guise of player safety. And so Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott, some others have mentioned that they think it's a play that could get you hurt more often than others in those scrums there and the tight action you see there. But teams are sort of split on whether that's really a thing or not right now. So that will be debated hotly over the next few days. And look, the NFL owners need a 24-8 majority vote to get this thing passed. So it's hardly a slam dunk. But there are enough people around the league that would like to see it change.
All right. Look, it felt like a week ago this was not going to have urgency to it, right? It felt like a week ago like the Eagles were totally safe. Then we got the reports over the weekend. It's like, well, maybe not. Let's go down to Florida, the Sunshine State. And our Eagles reporter, Elliot Shore Parks, is on the scene doing some reporting. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing this
Quite
morning?
Quite a bit, man. How's your weather down there? Because we got overcast here.
I know. Well, I'm not going to complain, but it's like 75 sunny. Howie's going to talk soon. I'll probably get some pool time in later. So, you know, it'll be a nice time.
Oh, not shabby.
Get a tan. Yeah, get a tan. You know, well, that's what I'm here for. So I'll make sure that happens.
Well, I get it. All right, Elliot.
But is it humid?
It is pretty humid. Yes, I will say.
Burn,
yes.
Burn,
yes.
Burn, yeah, Elliot.
You win.
Too bad.
John, exactly. It's pretty humid here, too.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Elliot, you've been down there for a bit. What, like, the heck is going on? Is it really going to get zapped, the tush push? What are you hearing? What's being said?
Yeah, so I've been at every league event since Eagles first ran the tush push, and this is not the first league event where it's been the main topic of conversation, but this is the first league event where I personally think there is a shot this play will get banned. I would still bet against it. I think you'll probably see more votes against the play than people are expecting. I still anticipate the Eagles being able to run it next year, but just having talked to some of the coaches here that have concerns about it, I just don't think they present a compelling enough case. Talking to Sean McDermott, I will say in his defense, I do think his heart is in the right place. His argument was essentially, yes, there's no data to suggest it's a risky play, but he wants to be ahead of the data as opposed to wait until it becomes an issue. And look, you can feel how you want to feel about that, but I do think that's the reason.
Let me ask you a quick question, Elliot. Did Frankie Louvu jumping over the line in the NFC Championship game, is that the kind of thing you think he's thinking about? Because that was a relatively new development where a guy was going kamikaze style multiple times. Do you think did that sway things a bit?
No, so I look in how people feel about the play, maybe, but in terms of Sean McDermott, who has been one of the largest and loudest kind of coaches against this play, the concern from him, and I believe others, is what happens when the offense and defensive line collide into each other and how their posture is when they collide. And his belief is that with the push, when they're colliding and then there's a push, it increases the chance of injury. Now, there is no actual data to back that up. I mean, they've run the play over 300 times, and there's never been an injury, I believe.
Well, that's data.
No,
the 0% injury data is data.
Now, he says he has, you know, some studies he's done, but, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Did he come to this thought after the AFC Championship game when he attempted it several times?
Well, so I asked him, and I said, if you think the play is so dangerous, why do you run it all the time? Right? Like, if you believe the play is dangerous, why are you constantly putting your players in that position? And he, frankly, didn't really have an answer for that. He basically said they run a variation of it, of what the Eagles do. I just think people don't like the play. And again, I do think the injury concern is the gut, is the kind of what they're going to use to try to get this thing banned. Yeah. But I didn't think there was a compelling argument presented by Sean McDermott as to why 24 teams should vote against it.
Well, what are the details of the push timing part of all of this? Because what we're gathering is that what is being objected to so much is the way that guys are shoving Jalen immediately when the ball is snapped.
So that's the interesting component to this, too, because, you know, obviously I'm in Florida, but they're in Philadelphia, us in Philadelphia over the last few years, we've watched the play. The push is not really immediate. Like, the ball is snapped and the player is 2 yards or whatever behind Jalen. So there is some debate here as to what immediate means. How do you referee that?
Like, well, immediate means instantaneous. I'm just saying the literal definition of immediate is instantaneous.
No, I agree. But when you watch the tush push, then by that definition, the push is not immediate.
Yeah, right? even if it gets outlawed, they could still do what they've done.
Because, correct. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Elliot, does the competition committee and then the owners voting, do they have leeway to say, all right, here's what the Packers put in, but here's what we think they meant. Let's broaden the scope of the words so no one is allowed to push. Are they allowed to expand the scope of it?
I believe that they are. I believe they are allowed
to
tweak the proposal. So basically how this will work, my understanding is there's a competition committee. Sean McDermott is on that competition committee. Mike Tomlin's on the committee, Todd Bowles. So I believe it's compromised of 9 or 10 people. They'll present their argument to the owners, and at that point, the owners will vote. So, you know, Howie and Nick and Jeffrey have been here since yesterday. And their probably main focus, well, the next few days will be kind of lobbying as to why the tush push should remain in. You saw NFL Network quoted Nick as saying, you know, a couple head coaches around the league have jobs because of this tush push. So I think the Eagles are aware that this is a real possibility. They're going to push against it, and we'll see how effective it can be.
Well, Elliot, I think there's two main things that this is really about. It's not about player safety. It's about two things. It's about that the Eagles do it better than anybody else. And there's, for lack of a better way to put it, jealousy over that. And there is the fact that there are a lot of people, and I am one of them, that think it doesn't look like a football play.
Yeah.
Traditional football play. Which do you think is the bigger point of focus of the people against it? And do you think those two points get brought up behind closed doors amongst the competition committee?
Yeah, I definitely think the Eagles, and Nick Sirianni has done this publicly already a little bit, will present the case that we just do it better than other people. And the way they do it better is they figured out a way to practice during the week. They work on the timing of the snap. Obviously, we know Jeff Stoutland, as an offensive line coach, can do things other offensive line coaches can't. So that will be their argument. But I think if this play gets banned, they will quote player safety. But I think the true reason behind all of this is they just don't like the way it looks, right? Like, they don't like the way it's perceived to be looking like a rugby play. Now, Jordan Mailata, who played rugby, said that it is nothing like a rugby play, but they don't seem to care about that. So, you know, I think it is strictly like just the way it looks, you know? And whenever it's running games, it becomes a big topic of conversation. I think the Frankie Luvu thing that you cited is probably another thing that they'll look at and go, this is getting out of control. So I don't think it is a jealousy thing. I think it's just old school, we don't like how this looks, and so we're going to quote fake data that's not really there.
So what does it mean that things got heated, in quotes, with Howie and, I don't know, Sean McVay or whomever it was it got heated with? Do you know exactly what we're talking about here?
Yeah, so I that wasn't my report, so I can't speak to what the reporter meant by got heated, but I just know from being around the Eagles, you know, for like the last however since the play has been invented, it is a play that they are proud of, like, and they should be. They invented this play. They run it to perfection. It is, while I believe they should be fine with it being banned just because they'll still convert at a large rate, and I think it's becoming a little bit of a crutch when people go, oh, they just run the tush push. Like, I could see it being annoying for the Eagles. I also think that, you know, they are here in Florida to present the case. Like, you're just taking it from us because we're good at it. Like, that will be their argument. And so when, you know, I see a report that it got heated, first of all, it's Nick Sirianni, right? So that's not surprising. But just the fact that they are heated about it, I understand why. Because it's something they've done that's being taken from them unfairly.
So, Elliot, I know there's going to be a vote tomorrow, and Lurie will get one vote. Is anybody from the Eagles on the competition committee? I think the answer is no. Is that correct?
Right, correct. No one from the Eagles is on the competition committee.
Man.
And it's worth noting that, you know, like Nick Sirianni brought up that he, you know, Kellen, Shane, and Gannon will vote like for it. Like, they don't get votes. It's the owners that get votes. Now, the head coaches can obviously try to sway their own owner and say, here's how I feel about it, right? But it will be the owners that decide this. It won't be GMs. It won't be head coaches. The owners are the ones that get the final vote.
Yeah, you know, when I thought that through also earlier today, Elliot, I mentioned this on the air, what you just said, like, you know, I mean, I don't know if it matters at all that the three former Eagles assistants are those coaches. I mean, the owners could just say no.
The way it would matter is if those three owners just don't really care.
Right.
And so they're like, what do you want me to vote? Like that, you know, that's the way. And that's the other thing to consider with this, too. Like, it's a big deal in Philadelphia. Obviously, Sean McDermott really cares about it. But a lot of these owners are just in Florida to hang out, relax. You know, like they might just be like, all right, what do you want me to vote? And I'll just do that. So I do think having allies in three teams will be a benefit.
All right, Elliot, two final things. What's up ahead? Is it Howie speaks today and then it's Nick and Lurie tomorrow? Is that correct?
Correct. So Howie is going to speak relatively soon here in Florida. And then tomorrow, Nick will speak, I believe it's 7:45 for a half hour. And then once the meetings end, we'll hear from Jeffrey Lurie. So Jeffrey Lurie will be tomorrow afternoon. And by then, we'll know the fate of the tush push. So a lot to talk to Jeffrey about, but obviously the tush push will be interesting to hear his opinion on.
All right. And beyond just this one topic, which we focused on the whole time here, what else for any of the three do you think is of note that they could address?
Yeah, so I think Nick's contract probably didn't get the attention it deserved at the combine. So we'll hear from Jeffrey, hear from Nick. I mean, I want to ask Nick if he's okay going into 1 year left on his deal, or is it important to him that it's done this offseason? And I'm sure I know
he's going to smirk. He's going to smirk because he knows he's got a deal up his sleeve, probably.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think there's much concern it'll happen. But for Howie, who we'll talk to here, like, he traded Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He let Mekhi Becton walk. Like, what was the thought process behind that? So, outside of the tush push, a lot to talk about here with the Eagles.
Wow. All right, last thing, Elliot. I thought the league made a mistake. They weren't off by much. They were off by one chair. Sirianni should have been dead frickin' center in that coach's photograph yesterday. He was almost dead center, but he was off by one chair. Shouldn't the Super Bowl-winning coach get dead center when the coaches take a picture?
Well, I'm happy to hear someone else cares about this as much as I do, because I completely agree with you. I think if you win the Super Bowl, you should be front and center in the picture. But look, Nick wasn't even in the picture 2 years ago, so I guess I'm happy he was at least in the picture this year. But yes, he should be front and center, absolutely.
All right, final thing, Elliot. Have you watched us yet on YouTube, our show live?
I have, and I got to say, Joe, I feel like you come across better on camera than I expected. I thought it was going to be, you know, somewhat of a disaster, but you look good. You look good.
Now, is this in relation to the
Elliot,
uniform
really?
Today or Thursday?
Yeah, did you look at it today?
So I've not watched today because I've been doing my job. But, you got the uniform on?
I got the uni on today, man. I'm ready to go. Right. Put me in, coach.
Well, I know what I'm going to do when I hang up then. I'm going to YouTube to watch you guys.
Elliot, stay well. Good luck with all the press conferences and all that. And actually, the last thing. Just give us your personal opinion if the tush push should go and your prediction of what will happen.
I don't think it will be banned. I think it deserves to stay, but I honestly hope they just ban it so everyone can stop thinking this is a reason the Eagles are good and think they're cheating. So if I'm the Eagles, let the play get banned. It'll go down in NFL history as an all-time play and keep winning games that way.
Okay, that's a different way to look at it. Thank you, Elliot. We'll talk to you tomorrow, pal.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
All right, Elliot Sher Parks from somewhere down in Florida.
West Palm Beach.
How about that? All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
My unofficial tally that I've been running,
because
all the AFC coaches are speaking this morning.
Are you keeping track of this?
I am.
Well, wow, Rhea, that is...
Oh, I'm nuts.
That's hardcore.
You know that. Yeah. So we got the Eagles,
that's
obviously.
That's really hardcore.
Colts Shane Steichen. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski said he's favoring of keeping.
Yep.
Todd Bowles has been on the record of saying it's a great play. So I'm assuming there. D'Amico Ryans, tough to punish a team for being good at something. You've got the Cardinals and the Saints, that's Gannon and Moore. And the Jets, Aaron Glenn says, it's my job from a defensive standpoint to stop it.
Okay.
So we're around 8 or 9.
Well, no, that's notable. It is also notable, though, that they don't vote. It's the owner.
Sure.
And they can say whatever they want a microphone. They go
no, Bowles is on the committee. Bowles is on the...
I get that, but he doesn't get the vote. The owner gets the vote.
Sure.
But I get your point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... And to Elliot's point, there probably are some absentee owners.
Yes.
Not there, but meaning they don't really know as... You know.
Jerry Jones is going to vote against it because it's good for the Eagles.
Yeah. I do wonder how many owners just turn to their GM or their coach and say, all right, just give me the recommendation. Just put them on a piece of paper, and I'll vote that way. I mean, there's no way for us to know.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Braman probably would have done that, Seltzer. He would have said...
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't even have known there was a vote. He would have just had to choose.
Josh Harris would do that with the Sixers. He would just say, Colangelo, the other Colangelo.
Is Brian still our GM? Go get Brian.